Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And today, guys, we're going to be doing some deal structuring. This is going to be probably a three-part series where each episode we come up with an offer and an exit strategy if they accept the offer for a condominium property. So Jeff has the details. I haven't heard anything yet, but he's going to present those details. And then I'm going to try to come up with an offer here, and he'll be here to help me along the way. So let's do this.
One of the reasons that I chose this example, this is a real live example. This is a lead that we're actually just waiting on getting a purchase agreement on. But I get a lot of questions whether you can actually do this stuff on condos. And even though it might not be ideal, because of the HOA, that yeah, there's certainly some ways of structuring things, and I thought this would be a really good idea. I think when you see this lead, it's I'm curious, Jonathan, if what you would say if you would even do anything with it. So let me give you some details, and we'll get on our way.
Okay.
All right. So it's a 2-bed, 1.5 bath. It's 1,000 square feet, built in 1976. They owe $30,000 on it. They were asking $175,000. It's that's what they thought it was worth. Actually, they think it's worth $180,000. They were asking $170,000, and they owe $30,000 with a $410 a month payment. That includes taxes and insurance. They have an HOA of $140 a month. They would be open to terms.
Okay.
So you have a condo. It's a small condo. My guess is if you rented it, you could probably get $1,150 a month, something like that.
Okay.
I think that's what we came up with. So you have quite a bit of equity, right?
Yeah.
And they're actually pretty motivated. I think they've been living in it, but they do have someone that would rent it.
Okay. What's the condition like?
Good, fair, probably dated. But no major renovations.
Okay.
Is it something that you would pursue?
If they're open to terms, yeah, because there's so much equity and their payment's relatively low. Yeah, $410 a month. Do you know what's left on their term?
You mean like how many years?
Yeah, on their loan.
I can't imagine that many. But no, we didn't get into that. If they've got that small of a balance and their payments really, taxes are like, I think $70 a month. Insurance is probably 25-30. So maybe 100 of that payment is escrow.
Okay.
So I can't imagine that. I think that loan has been going on for a while.
Yeah. So Okay, so 1150 a month. And then that 410, did you say that's PITI?
Correct. Maybe 100 or so would be escrow.
Yeah, okay.
So where would you go with this, Jonathan?
So
it's not a rehab, right? I mean, this to a rehabber.
Yeah, this is for a landlord or a buy and hold buy and hold investor, or I mean, you could wholesale it to a landlord. So I'm just trying to figure out what would be left over. So 1150 minus that 410 minus the HOA fee of 140. And then, you know, if that HOA includes water, garbage,
probably does.
Okay. So with the HOA fee and the monthly payment, that'd be about $600 left over after that, if you could rent it out at 1150. So it doesn't leave much on the bone, I guess, for.
So let me ask. So you took 1150, that would be the rent that you could
get. Yeah.
And then you're minusing what? You're minusing their debt.
Yeah, minus the.
Okay, let's hold off on the debt.
Okay.
So what else are we going to minus out of
this? So the HOA fee.
Well, are we? Because the HOA is not. So you're looking at selling this right now to a landlord. So we're trying to create some cash flow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we do need to minus that out. That will be an expense.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's call it, you know, $1,000 now, right?
Yep.
Okay. What else do we have?
So if the HOA fee covers, sewer and garbage, there shouldn't be
anything else could be passed on, right, to a tenant.
Yeah. Yeah, there shouldn't be anything else.
Okay, so on a property that, you know, it's going to have a price range of around $170,000, what kind of cash flow do you think a landlord would need here?
So $170,000, somewhere around, somewhere around $400 a month, $500 a month.
Okay, so 500 is going to be rough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to leave much. And to be honest, $500, we're probably going to keep our down payment fairly low on this, 25,000 maybe. If someone was getting a $500 a month cash flow, that's close to a 25% cash on cash return, right? And if that just flew over your head, you know, 500 times 12 is 6,000 divided by 25,000 is right around. It's in that 20-ish range, right?
Yeah, 24%.
Yeah, so I would look at, you know, $300 to $350 a month cash flow. Let's call it 350 and see if that would work. So what we would have is $1,000 now minus 350, which would leave us $650 a month to cover debt service and any money we can then offer to the seller. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Let's really quickly, if they're asking 170, and let's say that we want to give them around 5%. What we'll just call it 160, which is probably a little more aggressive.
Yeah. And
enter this into our calculator, present value at what do you think's a fair interest rate right now?
3%.
3.5.
4 at the high end, but yeah, 3, let's do 3.5.
So that's going to put us over 7. 3.5% is going to put us over at 718 principal and interest. So our payment would be kind of low to get it in that 650 range.
Yeah.
we might have to look at 3%. That's still 674. So anything that we're amortizing, or we got to just come in with either a lower price or a higher down payment.
Right.
So the real question becomes is at what point, when are we going to start looking at maybe not trying to sell it to a landlord and get them cash on cash return and perhaps look at selling it to someone else?
An owner occupant?
That's that, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So just pass them along.
Yeah. And I see why you would want to start with a landlord.
Yeah, just because it looks like there's a lot of cash flow, but after doing the numbers, I mean, there's not a lot on the bone that after making the seller's current mortgage payment.
Well, keep in mind that out of the 400, 100 would be paid by the buyer, right? Because mm-hmm. taxes and insurance. And so in reality, there's probably $310 in debt service.
Okay. Yeah.
So we could probably make something work here. I mean, it's not going to be a super good rental, but there would be people that would buy this if they could get into this for $20,000. 20 to 25,000. I think there would be plenty of people that would be okay with buying it. It's not like a super good money maker. If you made $350 a month times 12, that's $4,200. And we know it's 20%. If we divided that by 20,000, that's a great cash on cash return. But let's say 25,000. That's still almost 17%. We could probably structure something. So let's think about this and see if we can come up with an offer really quickly here. If we offered, let's say, $165 for this property, and we offered them $8,000 down, we would be financing, asking the seller to finance $157, right? At, let's say, 3.5% over 30 years. That payment would be $705. $705 would get about a $300 a month cash flow. Maybe about $300 a month cash flow. So maybe we do 3%. 3% would be $661. That's like $340 a month cash flow. And the seller would be getting $661, $250, about a $350 a month cash flow on what they, on their debt, right? On their equity. Yeah. And so that might work. And really, you'd have to play with the term, how long. Because if you could get this for 5 to 10 years, I think it's easy sell to a landlord.
Yeah.
It's not a slam dunk deal. I mean, it's mediocre, but people would do this all day long right now, just the way the market is. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
That's why I'm kind of looking at it that way first.
Let me tell you the route I went, just because, and you'd be surprised. I think there's even people that would potentially take the way that I've structured it as a rental. I don't know why they would, but I just have a feeling they would. But I'm just thinking of this as I'm going to go for an owner-occupant. And the reason for it is that I can offer the seller a little bit more this way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went in at 170,000, and I kept my down payment low, $7,000.
Okay.
I did my hybrid interest rate, 2.5%, and I offered $800 a month, principal and interest.
Okay.
For 48 months, 4 years. Okay. The balloon payment. So going off of this, I'm asking the seller to finance 163,000, right? Okay. 170 minus 7 is 163,000. And the balloon payment in 4 years would be 139,782. And if you need help understanding this hybrid, go back and listen to 50 of our episodes where we go through it. But 163 minus almost 140, so we'll get a $23,000 a month pay down on this principal over the next 4 years. That's about $6,000 a year, which doesn't sound like that much, but if you think about it, it's like $500 a month. 500 out of the 800 is quite a bit going toward principal.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason that I'd like to structure it this way is that, one, I'm giving him, I think he was asking 170,000 for the property.
Yeah.
So I'm giving him what he wants, and sometimes I even give him a little bit more. I want to get in light, right? That's where this whole deal hinges on. If I can't get in with little to no money, then there's just no money for me to make unless I want to buy it and own it as a rental.
Yeah.
So I really need to get in light, and that's where I'm going to offer you, if you just did 163,000, the amount that we're asking the seller to finance at 4% over 30 years, that's 778. So they're getting like a payment that is like 4.25% interest. Now they're not getting 4.25, they're getting 2.5, but
yeah,
now they're getting a significant cash flow, right? They're getting 400, almost probably around $500 a month. Now the question becomes, all right, what do we do? How do we deal with this in terms of our exit strategy? So I like your idea better because it's much easier to just go find, I have landlords on my buyer's list. We send this out. Someone says, yep, I want it. Within 5 days later, we're closing and we're done.
Right.
Owner-occupant can be a little more time-consuming, a little more work. But it might be worthwhile to try to find one, and here's why. First of all, couldn't we, if this property is really worth 190, couldn't we sell it for more than the 170 that we're buying it for?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it's 190?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
190 okay. ARV.
Okay.
What do you think we could sell the property for?
Easy, like one. So 180, not being greedy, right?
I'm thinking 199.
Oh, are you?
If it's really worth 190, I don't want to go crazy either, but I'm offering terms and I'm offering decent terms to get into it. So let's up the price. It's really worth like 190. Okay. And actually the ARV came back as 191 because there was an exact unit that sold recently for 191, right?
Okay.
So we're willing to carry this loan and sell it to someone that does not, that can't necessarily qualify for a loan.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can absolutely sell a property for, if this needed work, then we could probably sell it for close to the 180, 190 range, as long as it, wasn't crazy, was a little dated. But this property is supposed to be in decent condition, and people aren't going to do an appraisal on this, right? So we're going to sell it for $200,000.
Okay. So
what's the down payment that we should expect to get?
10%. So 20K down.
Yep. So we're going to finance 180.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. 180.
What do you think is, you know, suitable interest rate that we could potentially charge?
4 or 5%.
Well, let's see what 5 would be.
Okay. So 5% interest amortized over 30 year.
Yeah. 966.
Yep. 966,
28. So you'd still have that $100 in, taxes and insurance, and you still have the $140.
The HOA.
Yep. Let's see what 5.5 would be.
Okay.
1,022.
Yep.
We might get that. Yep. Remember, this thing would rent for around $1,150 a month. This would put you basically at almost that price point, that rent amount.
Yeah.
Plus the HOA, but now you own as opposed to renting. So right. I think I would shoot for this 5.5, knowing that I've got quite a bit of leeway.
Right.
So if I stay in the middle of this and I sell it to an owner-occupant, I'm going to make $13,000 up front, right? So
yep.
I'm going to get the difference between my down payment of 7 and my buyer's down payment of 20. So yep. Would that be, if that's all we could get out of it, and it was simple and easy and I could do it in a couple of weeks. I mean, not bad, right?
Yeah. Decent deal.
And I feel confident I could do that. If I just passed on the terms that I had, I think I would have this sold very quickly.
Right.
That you can't even, as good as it is going to the bank right now, you couldn't even get these terms at the bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
All right. So we're going to make maybe a $222 a month cash flow.
Yeah.
That's when you're dealing with a condo and, under $200,000, there's only so much cash flow you can actually make on a deal like this.
Right.
If the rents are only $1,150, maybe we could have somehow figured out $350. Maybe if we came in like with one of your offers, that we might have been able to get that payment down a little bit. But I also don't know if the seller would really be that eager to jump on that, right?
Yeah.
So we'll make $222 a month. Now let's see something, okay? So let's take the 180. This is what our buyer is paying. So they put down $20,000. They're financing 180 at 5.5% interest.
Yeah.
Payment of $1,022, and let's say that we're going to give them a balloon payment in 36 months.
Okay.
So they still owe us $172,307.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Let's look at, so one, you remember that number, 172,307.
Got it on my calculator.
All right. So if we figure out where we're going to be, 163 and so we're going to be at 145 in 3 years.
Okay.
So now we're going to get the difference there too, right? So 145,806.
27,000.
To 163, is that right? That's what the balloon was. 160 something.
The balloon, their balloon is 172.
172,307.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna make 27,000 there.
Yeah.
We're gonna make 13,000 up front, and we're gonna have a $222 a month cash flow.
Yep.
On a condo that we were really trying to figure out how to make a good cash flow work for a landlord. So we could probably make $13,000 to $18,000as a wholesale fee. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not so bad.
And this is just option one, because option two might not be as good, but if you hang on through this whole series, you'll see. Would you have a problem if the seller took this offer for you?
No.
Right? Good. I mean, I on something like this, and you know, condos aren't my favorite, but on something like this, even if I had to go do a couple thousand dollars worth of, you know, cleanup, would it be worthwhile?
Yeah,
probably sure. Would be. It's, but with what's going on right now in our economy, people are looking for affordable things. You know, they may have lost a job and, you know, they've had a hiccup on their credit, something. And now we can help them. And the entry point's 20 grand. You're not going to do much better than that right now. Not at least in the kind of market that we're in.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's option one. And so I wanted to, we looked at it from two different perspectives, both as, yeah, can we make this work for a landlord? And we probably could, but I don't know if the seller would have been okay with that. It would have been tight. But as an owner-occupant, this is one that we could literally stay in the middle. And what are we thinking would make? 40,000? 48,000 over 3 years?
Yeah. 48K. Cool.
And you only have to do work once.
Right. All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this series up right here, or this episode up right here of this series. And so next week, tune in, because we'll have offer or option number two. We'll create another offer on this property. And if you guys, or if you want to get a hold of us for any reason, if you want to leave us a question or comment, you can get a hold of us on our Creative Financing Hotline. That's 877-409-8090. And if you're interested in Jeff's apprenticeship program, you can call that number and let us know that you're interested in that as well. You want to mention anything about that, Jeff?
So, but right now we have an apprentice program. That apprentice program focuses on wholesaling. We're working with people all over the country, because we're working on deals all over the country, both single family, multi, commercial, everything. There is a creative financing component, as you see. I mean, it's part of our business. But the program is more about wholesaling. There, you get a creative financing component. Jonathan and I, on the other hand, are just hopefully finishing up putting together an education program on creative financing. That's what it focuses on. And so if you have some interest, if we're not quite ready, that's all right. We'll get back to you as soon as we are. But call our hotline and tell us, hey, more interested in the creative financing or the apprentice or whatever the your preference may be. But right. We're super excited about it. I think people will really like it.
Yeah, it'll be kind of an all-in-one place learning platform online. It'll be in video form. And a lot of it will be just trying to follow along and practice deal structuring, and, you know, using a financial calculator to come up with offers, just like we do on the show. Yep. And really it's just about getting that practice in, and the more you practice, the better you can utilize creative financing strategies. So,
and having the resource to, hey, I've got a deal where maybe it's good for a landlord or maybe it's good for an owner occupant, and you go to the library and find videos that are based on those and watch those so you can put together offers on this type of deal.
Yeah. So look for that here in the near future. You can find all of our episodes at thecreativefinancingpodcast.com. We're also on Facebook at the Creative Financing Podcast and Instagram. So hit us up there. And then please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We really appreciate it. It helps us spread the word. And we are over 100,000 downloads right now. So,
appreciate it.
Yeah. So thank you guys, especially for all of you who've been with us from the start. We appreciate you. Okay, guys, until next time, go out there and create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.